Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little Texas Blues bringing us back there. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. A little ZZ Top. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chiefhomeofficer.com, also gotwords.com. If you need help getting your message across, he is the wordsmith extraordinaire. I encourage you to see if he can help you. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Jeff's an award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based. Hey, Jeff, I have a complaint and a cautionary tale for folks I'd like to share. I've been looking for a time to do this. Amazon really irritated me, and that's not the way I termed it off the air this weekend.
How's that?
Well, do you buy stuff from Amazon?
Occasionally, and our family does. Yes,
I really just buy books and music. I don't buy all the other stuff from them.
Sure.
But I was buying music this weekend, and it turns out some stuff got put in my that there were two things that wound up in my box, my cart.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was some things that I'd looked at 6 months ago, and another one was associated products to that product. Like if I'd looked at one of your books 6 months ago,
right.
And then here's the second book that you wrote,
right?
Which I didn't even know you wrote, right? It's that
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
All of a sudden, I've ordered these things. If you give Amazon, if you have an account with Amazon, and they know how to bill you, you know, you got the quick buy thing, right? Where you
right.
click on it,
right.
and it says, okay, you just bought it, right?
Yep.
You don't have to go through the whole credit card thing all over again.
Right.
I believe Amazon is taking advantage of people. Because they took advantage of me this weekend.
And did you know it after checkout, or did you catch it before checkout?
No, they showed that I bought it, but and I did not. I thought I was buying music.
Right.
See what I mean?
Absolutely.
I literally all I had said was I want this music, and I hit buy the music.
Right.
And it processed a bunch of like $500-$600 worth of books.
Oh my!
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's I'm telling you.
So how did you realize it? The stuff showed up at your doorstep, or
it sent me a notice that I'd bought it.
Wow!
And then it did show up on my doorstep. We're sending it back.
Well,
my point is, I'm not a Snapchat expert, but I've been Jeff. I'm reasonably savvy online.
Absolutely.
And I bought a lot of stuff online, and the idea that company would load up my cart with stuff that I didn't want, didn't agree to buy, and in one fell swoop, charge me for it and send it to me.
Right.
I felt like I was abused in that experience.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, that's an issue that less savvy people get hit with. And then, you know, their recourse is more onerous than yours because you're the type of guy, you're not going to stand for that. And if the numbers were smaller, people might say, screw it.
That's my point.
Right.
That's my point. That's
absolutely.
What they're doing.
And part of the problem now, if you think back, you probably heard about this. When the iPhone, I think it was the 5, when the 5 first came out, they partnered with the band U2. Mm-hmm. And U2 had just come out with a brand new album, and they pushed the album out to every new iTunes, every iTunes account when that album came out.
Right.
They pushed it out as a promotion, so it was on my phone, and I didn't ask for it,
right.
I didn't want it,
right.
and there was such an uproar from people, and people were just saying, look, it's not that I don't necessarily like them. It's just, I didn't ask for it. Don't be pushing things. It's like Big Brother or the man pushing stuff out into your possession,
mm-hmm.
that you don't want. And they jump back, and they, you know, after a couple of weeks, they stopped doing it, and you were able to delete it, but that wasn't
right.
the point. Well, and so, and that's you know, again, onerous, and it's obnoxious, but it's not like what they did to you. Which
well, the
is,
two things they did to me, number one, was they still had stuff in my basket that should have been gone 6 months ago, nine months ago. They'd not emptied my basket in 9 months, and I didn't even know the stuff was in there, right? And they not only were going to send me that order, which I was able to stop that, but they actually did send me a series of books that were associated with that one that I'd never even heard of.
Right.
So you know I wouldn't have bought it because I didn't even know they existed.
Right.
And yet
right.
they wound up in my cart and they right. and they charged me for them and they were delivered this week.
Right.
Even after I rejected them.
So be careful, folks.
Be careful.
Absolutely, because they're out there and they'll do it. And
Felt like this was a practice to try to to get me to buy something I didn't want.
But I think the real message here, aside from they shouldn't have done it, is that we as customers need to be on the alert. You know, with anything, it's like anytime you buy something, you want to make sure that it's that your that nothing got in your cart if you're walking down the aisles, that it's what you want. You know, sometimes that'll happen that you accidentally put something, especially if you have kids, they throw stuff in the cart that you didn't expect to see. You know, but we just have to be on alert. Because, you know, companies
everything back, even if it's like $4.
Right.
Don't let them get away with it.
The return policy is silly, simple for a reason. Make them take it back.
Hey, Jeff,
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest.
Always a pleasure.
Come back
soon.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. That's another one. Check out all the things that he does for his clients and maybe for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.